Today's Amud for Chazara is Moed Katan Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'Moed, a person is allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin on Chol HaMoed U'Bashvius. The heter over here is because it's a Davar Aved. A Beis HaShlachin is a field that's, for example, located on the side of a mountain, so the rainwater just, flows right off of it. And Mamela, it needs a human intervention, it needs to be watered, otherwise it's just going to dry out. So being that it needs your intervention, it needs to be watered. If you don't water it, it's going to get ruined. It's a Davar Aved. So you're allowed to wash it, you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Beimi Mayin Sheyatza Betchila, Beimi Mayin Shelo Yatza Betchila. And this is whether it's from a spring that now is its first time being used, and whether it's from a spring that now is not its first time being used. But you can't water it using rainwater or a water that's inside of a pit. That's something that if you use that water, it's going to cause a tircha. It's going to require a tircha yisera. And even though you could do malacha on Chol HaMoed for davar aved, you can't do it when it requires a tircha yisera. You're not allowed to make a ditch around a vineyard on Chol HaMoed. That also is Tirchi Yisera. You can't dig out a new canal for the first time on Chol HaMoed. That's a Tirchi Yisera. You also can't do that on Shemitah. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But you are allowed to do it for the first time on Shemitah, just not on Chol HaMoed. If you have a canal that already was dug out, but some things fell into it and now it's like clogging it up, so you're allowed to clean it out, you can fix it on Chol HaMoed. Now moving on to the heter of Tzarchi Rabim. If you had a big bar of water that was used for people to drink from in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're allowed to fix that on Chol HaMoed. You could clean it out. And you could fix the roads, and the town square, the mikvais. You're allowed to do malacha for any sort of Tzarchi Rabim on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to take lime and paint around the kfarim. The kfaris that the kohanim know not to go there. And Bezdin would send out shluchim to go out and rip out the kliyim that people had growing in their yards. Now, Hashli Yeshleimer Mimayin Shiyatza B'tchila. Says the Gemara Kasha. We said that when you water this Beis HaShlachin, so you're allowed to water it, whether you use a spring and now it's its first time being used, or now it's not its first time being used. So in fact, the Gemara, now that the Mishnah tells us that you could use even a spring, Shiyatza Betchila, and now is its first time being used, even though there's a concern, the Asilin Pule, that maybe the walls are going to cave in, and Afal Pikin, you're allowed to be Mashkin, you're allowed to use it, even though there's a concern that maybe it's going to break and you're going to fix it, which would require a Tirchi Yaseira, which is Asra and Chol HaMoed, and still it's Mutter, so Mimayin, so why does the Mishnah then have to say that you could also use a mayon that now is not its first time being used? That's pasha. That's going to be mutter. So as the Gemara Amri, they explain that it's rech. The Mishnah needed to speak out both because there's also another halacha that you're supposed to understand from the diak of the lashon of the Mishnah, and that is that you're only allowed to be mashkin a beis hashlachin, a field that needs your intervention, but a beis habal, a field that gets enough water from the rain, and so let's say on the bottom of the mountain, it gets enough rainwater, it doesn't need your intervention, that you're not allowed to water. So says the Gemara that itana mayin sheyatza betchila, if the Mishnah would have just told us the halacha, that you're allowed to wash, you're allowed to water a beis hashlachin from a mayon, from a spring, then now it's its first time being used, havamina, I would have thought to say that hachu de beis hashlachin and de beis habaloi, that's why you're only allowed to use this to water a beis hashlachin and not a beis habal, mishum da asilin pule, because there's really a concern over here that maybe it's going to cave in. So we'll only give a heter to use it for a beis hashlachin, but not for a beis habal, which anyways doesn't really need you. Avomayon shalayatza betchila, but if you would have a mayon, then now it's not its first time being used, the lay asilin Pule, you don't have to be concerned that it's going to cave in. So I could have thought that you're even allowed to use it to water a slay beis habal, even though there's no dove, it's not a dove or aved, it's just a minias revach. Kamash molon, that's why the Mishnah wanted to tell us that leishna mayin shiyatza betchila, leishna mayin shaliyatza betchila, it doesn't matter if this is the first time using the spring or not, beis hashlachin and beis habaloi. The only heter to ever water a field on Chol HaMoed is a beis hashlachin because of dove or aved, but not a beis habal, which even though it improves the field, it's just harvacha, that's not a heter. Where are we getting it from, this expression of Beis Ashlachin, to describe a field that's thirsty, that's achusa, it's thirsty, and it needs your intervention, it needs more water? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, it says that you were thirsty and you were tired. And the Targum says over there, that you were thirsty and you were tired. It says the lashon of mishalhe, he and aches are interchangeable, so it's like mishalche. You see, mishalche is a lashon of thirsty. Umay mashma dahai beis habal lishna demiatvusei. And how do we know that beis habal is a lashon of being satiated, that it has enough water, it doesn't need your intervention? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ki yival bachur besula, and betargamina, and we translate, Targum says, arei kemad mitusav ulem in besulta yitiasvin begavich benayich. That just like a bachur, he's satiated in his marriage with the besula, so too your children, they should be satisfied and satiated with you. So you see, Baal is a lashon of satiation, of being satisfied. It already has enough water from the rain. Now says the Gemara that really we see two chidushim from our Mishnah. Number one is that you're only allowed to water a field that's a Beis Ashlachin, only a field that is going to be a Dover Aved if you don't water it, because it needs your intervention. And number two is that even when you're allowed to water this Beis Ashlachin, meaning as opposed to Beis Abal, which is just Tarvacha, and number two is that even when you water this Beis Ashlachin, you could only do a Malacha if it doesn't involve a Tircha Yisera. So says the Gemara, man tana de pseida in arvachaloi. Who is this tana that holds like this? The number one, you're only could do malacha to prevent a loss and not to prevent harvacha, to get harvacha. Vafilu b'makim pseida mitrach namuloi terchinan. And even when there's pseida on the line, that you're still not allowed to do a terchi yaseira. So I'm Rav Huna, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that not like we find in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, that Mayishkin es Amayim Yilon Yilon, Ubilvachal Yashkas Asadakula. That you're allowed to get water, you're allowed to move water from one tree to another, that Tesis explains, that's like a Beis Ashlachim, a tree needs your intervention, but you can't water the whole field, Rashi explains we're discussing a Beis Habal, because it's not a Pseida, it's just Harvacha. So you see straight out that you can only do Malacha for Pseida, but not for Harvacha. Well, says the Gemara in Chanami, that you see the first Chiddush. Eimer d'shamis leilar b'liyazer harvacha d'loi. You see the first Chiddush, that you could only do the malacha for pseida, not for harvacha. But tircha b'makim pseida mishamis leil. But you see the second Chiddush, that you can't do a tircha yaseira for a pseida, that you don't see. It could be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds of it, but you don't see it, and we want to find a Tana that Mamish says these two Chiddushim of the Mishnah.